And you do so by relaxing, first of all, getting the tenseness off of you that hits you every time you remind yourself that a decision has to be made, so that you get so frozen up you can't make a decision. If necessary, if the only possible way to relieve that tension, make a bargain with yourself that you won't act for a few days, if that's what's necessary to relieve the tension. But use that time productively then to examine every aspect of the situation realistically while you're in a more relaxed state. Recognize what you're getting yourself into and recognize why. But remember that it is your life. Others may make valuable suggestions, but their decisions don't apply to you. You will find life very uncomfortable if you try to live it in accordance with someone else's plan of action. It just won't work. It must be your decision, not mine. Don't run away from yourself. Run to yourself. You'll be amazed at how much more rational the universe becomes when you have thrown off the last outside authority. Up to now, you may have been afraid to face life completely on your own because life seemed to be so uncomprehendable, that it seemed to be so complicated and so irrational in ways that you were afraid to take on to yourself the judgment, the authority to make decisions, that you felt you needed this outside help because of the fact that the universe is so difficult to cope with. But the only reason it seems difficult to cope with, the only reason you can't understand it, is because you have different premises mixed up. Someone else's and yours. And in that position, the universe looks very irrational and illogical. When you weed out those that belong to others, life becomes suddenly much more simple, much easier to understand and deal with. The universe becomes a logical, rational whole, and you can deal with it very simply and easily. But that comes from having one set of premises, yours and no one else's. As long as anyone else's are mixed in there, the universe will have that tinge of irrationality to it, and it will seem awfully hard to deal with it. But it is only through yourself that you discover the logic and reason in life. If you're capable of fighting me on a single point during these past 8 sessions, then you are capable of running your own life on your own, by yourself, completely by yourself. If you're capable of proving me wrong to yourself in any one thing I've said through this entire course, that ought to be proof to yourself, final conclusive proof that you are capable of making these kinds of decisions. Now, these remarks have been intended to cast some light on any giant step you may see as necessary to bring your life more into harmony with what you determine to be the proper code of conduct for you. And although I've used the example of my own divorce, I am not suggesting that all marriages would be better off undid. I'm only saying that if this or any other part of your life is out of touch with the nature of you, do what is necessary to get your life in order and be acting from a consistent framework, one in which you can deal positively with life instead of negatively. Hopefully, you and your spouse should be able to build a much more profitable relationship, a mutually profitable relationship, as a result of some of the ideas presented here, and more appropriately, in accordance with the ideas that perhaps have been stimulated by the ideas here. When each realizes that he is responsible to himself alone, but to make himself worthy of someone else's love, then there is a great deal that is possible that may have formerly seemed insolvable. If all of this has created only a dialogue, a method of conversation, a frame of reference within which you can deal with your problems, then that's to the good. So consider all possibilities. And in those areas of your life where you do decide that action is necessary, the courage will be there if you have thought it out. But recognize the price in advance and be prepared to pay it. And be prepared to have most of the unknowns go against you. Recognize the various possibilities that your friends may turn against you because you no longer are the patsy you once were. So whose problem is that if they all suddenly become apparently irrational and condemn you for your action? That's their problem. They'll have to deal with it. You get yourself in a better environment. You build the perfect framework, and you'll have plenty of people to deal with of the variety you want to deal with. I've been told throughout this course that I view reality too negatively. But to my mind, it is only by facing up to those aspects of reality that are not as I would have created the world that I then have the realistic ability to deal with the world as it is, to transform some part of it into what I would like to have. And, of course, the part I can do the most transforming with is me. Once having faced reality as it is, you can do so much more than you ever could while living in any kind of blindness. You will find many, many hours available to you to do the things that you want to do, to be the person you want to be, hours that were wasted in irrelevancies before. You'll find relationships that you once thought were confined to storybooks. You'll feel a sense of confidence that is far greater than the most positive thinkers could ever